Welcome to Faith Working by Love, a podcast of Emmanuel Sovereign Grace Fellowship. Have you ever felt a sudden sense of discouragement come over you and you weren't really sure what caused it? Today we're going to talk about doubt, discouragement, and defeat. These three things go together and form one of the most common reasons why Christians struggle in their walk and are often led astray from the path of following Christ. Doubt is an unpredictable thing. Most of the time, it comes out of nowhere without warning. As a result, you often can't even identify the source. One moment you feel strong and courageous in your faith, and the next you're wondering if it's all even real. Now, doubt is the opposite of faith. For this reason, most Christians don't like to talk openly about the fact that they experience it. I mean, aren't we supposed to be believers? But even the greatest of saints has experienced doubt, and not just once or twice in their lives, but sometimes as a continual challenge to their walk by faith. Charles Spurgeon once said regarding those who minister the gospel, "Some of us who have preached the word for years and have been the means of working faith in others and of establishing them in the knowledge of the fundamental doctrines of the Bible have nevertheless been the subjects of the most fearful and violent doubts as to the truth of the very gospel we have preached." The fact that doubts come into our minds is not something that we will be able to control. Often they come upon us when we're at a place in our walk that we would least expect doubt to occur. But the fact that all believers have to deal with doubt doesn't mean it's okay. Doubt is the seed of discouragement, and discouragement leads to failure. Spurgeon also had this to say about doubt. "Doubt discovers difficulties which it never solves. It creates hesitancy, despondency, despair. Its progress is the decay of comfort and the death of peace. Believe is the word which speaks life into a man, but doubt nails down his coffin. It seems to me that doubt is worse than trial. I had sooner suffer any affliction than to be left to question the gospel or my own interest in it." So why is doubt so dangerous? Why does it so quickly lead to despondency, despair, and defeat? Well, the answer is found in the nature of the Christian's faith. The true Christian's faith isn't something passed down to them by their parents. Their life as a Christian isn't about being a part of a culture or a community. Now, certainly, many believers receive their initial knowledge of the gospel from their parents or even their grandparents. Equally certain is the fact that all believers become a part of a culture, a community called the church. But their faith isn't owing to these things. Their faith flows out of the work of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. Their faith is firsthand, not secondhand. It's a part of who they have become by this work of grace in them, and not a part of who they are by cultural, social, or even familial influences. For this reason, the true Christian draws strength, courage, joy, and purpose from their faith. Their faith is the root of their relationship with Jesus, their Lord and Savior, and therefore their faith defines them. Who am I? Am I a man or a woman? Am I black or white? Am I old or young? These are all things that we can identify with. They are true things. They're good things. It's a good thing to be a man or a woman. It's a good thing to be black or to be white or to be a measure of both. It's a good thing to be old and to be young. But while these things describe us as people, and while they may draw us towards certain cultural or social identifications, they don't define us as deeply and as comprehensively as our faith in Jesus does. This is why true Christians find their deepest relationships with other believers, old or young, male or female, black or white. Neither age nor gender nor color of our skin detracts from the bond we share together in Christ. Our faith has made us members one of another as the body of Christ. So you can see how faith in the true Christian is deep, defining, and life-giving. Now, when this faith has its breath knocked out of it by doubt, the life of a Christian is shaken. It's no small thing for a real Christian to suffer doubt. For this reason, it's important that we be prepared to do battle when doubt comes upon us. So let's talk about what we can do when this happens. First, there are things we can do in advance of an attack so that we're prepared. The Apostle Paul gives us these things in Ephesians 6, 14 through 18, as he outlines the Christian's full armor. I'm going to focus on two elements of this armor. Although all are vital to the Christian's ability to stand up against sin, the world, and the devil. First, stand having fastened on the belt of truth. This means that you are one who doesn't approach the Word of God occasionally, but who reads it, thinks about it, prays about it. Truth is mentioned first because it's fundamental to your resistance of all temptation, and especially the temptation to doubt. When the lies of Satan and of this world come against your faith, it's the truth that will guide you through the chaos these lies create. But please remember something. The truth must be kept pure in your mind and heart. The truth of God's Word, which is the sword of the Spirit, must be believed without the support of external sources. One Christian preacher once said it like this: anxious to enjoy every aid to faith, some Christians are apt to buttress the rock of ages with timber from their own forests. Let me give you some examples. Some Christians like to prop up their faith with archaeological discoveries. They think that these things add validity to the Word of God or serve to prove its authenticity. God's Word doesn't need anything added to it to prove or support its validity or authenticity. God's Word is self-authenticating. When we attempt to buttress the Word of God with anything, whether archaeological discovery or creation science or textual criticism or observable miracles or even outward manifestations of the Holy Spirit, we are attempting to add something to bolster our faith that in the end can become a weapon in the hands of Satan to introduce us to doubt. Archaeological discoveries can be found to be an error. Creation science can put forth propositions that must later be detracted. What seems to be a true miracle or gifting of the Holy Spirit can later be shown to have been nothing but enthusiasm. When this happens, our faith will lose its footing and falter in the face of serious doubts. The Christian's faith must rest in the truth of God's Word, with no timber brought in from other forests to prop up the Bible in the face of a skeptical world. Secondly, we're to take up the shield of faith with which to extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one. The truth is given to us to be believed. To have that truth, to learn the truth, to sing about the truth, and to not believe it with all our heart, as if it was the source of life, is to not be prepared with a shield to extinguish the flaming darts of doubt when they come our way. We need to use the truth as a defense and as a weapon. Faith is a shield because faith uses the truth to stand against the darts that are hurled at us. When doubts come upon us, we must take up the truth and exercise faith to shield ourselves against them. This means that a believer who is unfamiliar with God's Word, who doesn't read it frequently as a source of comfort, of instruction, and of strength, will not be prepared to use the truth when they're in the heat of the battle. They will be found with no belt and no shield, defenseless. We are to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, Colossians 3:16. We are to hide God's Word in our hearts, Psalm 119:11. This alone will ensure that it's there and ready to be taken up in battle when the moment of conflict comes. Now let's conclude by looking at three things we can do when that moment arrives and doubt begins to creep into our minds. First, preach the word to yourself. Take up the truth that you've hidden in your heart, that word that dwells richly within you, and preach it. Remind yourself of what it says. Remind yourself of what you know to be true and have proven to be true again and again since the day that truth was shined into your heart with glory. Listen to how David dealt with his own doubt and discouragement in Psalm 43:5 and 42:6. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you. Preach the truth to yourself. Secondly, pray. As Paul says in Ephesians 6:18, pray always in the Spirit. Call upon God in the moment of doubt. He is there to prove himself again to you. He's there to answer the call of his children when they're being oppressed. When David was oppressed by those who said to him all day long, "Where is your God?" he said, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul." Psalm 42:4. Pouring out our soul to God while we remember the truth of his word is what God prescribes for us when we are facing doubt. Is he not the great physician? Does he not know exactly what we need? Finally, three, get with other believers. Fellowship with other Christians is so important in our lives. When doubt steals our courage, we need to be encouraged. We need others to come alongside and help strengthen our faith in God's promises. We need them to pray with us, worship with us, and remember with us. When David said, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul," he was speaking about leading the people of God in procession into the house of God. He knew that it was his fellowship with God's people that was a source of strength to him. He needed the church. He needed the body of Christ. And so do we. As the author of Hebrews instructs us, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:25. We hope that you'll be helped in your walk with Jesus through this short podcast. Our prayer is that you will prepare yourself for the day when doubts will come. We pray that in that moment you will be ready to preach the truth to your heart, to cry out to God for help, and to seek fellowship with other believers who are your true brothers and sisters. If you'd like to share your thoughts with us or have us pray for you in your particular circumstances, please reach out to us on our website at www.emmanuelsgf.com. Thanks for joining us today on Faith Working by Love.